This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Caleb Williams will be the guy, even though he wouldn't say so or acknowledge it today. We all understand why. And it was fun, too, also to hear him address, you know, Caleb Williams talked about wanting to play 20 years, as he told the Pivot and Ryan Clark. He wanted to win 8 championships because Tom Brady has 7. And Ryan Poles was asked about those big goals that Caleb Williams has, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I love it. I think we all should have huge goals. We have huge goals here, win multiple championships, and that's what we shoot for. That's you're more intentional when you have these goals that you're shooting. You have to live a certain way. You have to practice a certain way. You have to go about your business a certain way in order to accomplish those. So if everything else is aligned underneath that, that gets me excited.
As it should, as everyone should be. I do think he handled that pretty well. And I think that it's good to be ambitious, even though he doesn't have to, you know, promise overpromise and underdeliver. I think everyone would be happy with one, but I did like the way that he processed that question.
Yeah, no question. And they've obviously gotten to a point where they're comfortable and confident in what Caleb Williams has told them about his approach. Now they're going to have to observe it firsthand for the next 4 years before, you know, you have to take the next step in your relationship together. But they certainly are forecasting that he's going to be able to handle the transition in a way that's mature, and that drive is backed by action, which is something that absolutely has to happen at that position specifically.
He talked about the Hollywood thing, and he talked about it was almost like something they had talked about amongst themselves. And that also made me think about what Jalen Johnson had said. So it made me wonder if they had talked to other players about the Hollywood thing with Caleb Williams and how he's coming from essentially Hollywood to Chicago. Yeah. And how that might be a factor. What'd you take out of that?
Well, look, that's part of what I talked to Ryan Poles about in Orlando last month, because the Jalen Johnson interview did resonate. There's a 68-second bit or bite from a 25-minute interview that went viral on social media. And it was one player's sincere reaction, curious on whether the rookie quarterback that was going to be coming into his building had a little bit of a air about him, right? You see a guy living in a penthouse overlooking the stadium of Southern Cal and driving around in a sports car while he's still in college. And you go, like, is this dude all about the flash? Is he all about the glitz and glamour? And what Ryan's research and the Bears intel has produced is that Caleb took advantage of NIL opportunities that were there for him that obviously weren't there for previous generations of people in his position, set himself up for success, not only in college, but for the long haul. But it isn't backed by this personality that craves the spotlight, that craves being in all the fanciest clubs, that's trying to become an influencer on social media, that is doing everything for the approval of strangers out there in the public. And so I think that's why it's important to get other players out to dinner with him, for them to get to interact with him early, often, and make their own impressions. But I thought what Jalen said was fair, because it's from afar perception of a guy that you've got to work through, because there are some misnomers about who Caleb Williams is that have been perpetuated through the pre-draft process. And now it's up to every one of us included, David, to kind of draw our own conclusions of who he is from our firsthand interactions with him, which are going to obviously escalate this week.
Yeah, obviously. And they must have liked what they saw and found out, because they concluded, I don't want to say rather quickly, but they certainly decisively, that he was the guy, even though they didn't want to admit it or not. And you can speak to this better than I can, because you were doing the deep dives in the 2017 draft when the Bears organization, you know, did not maybe do as much due diligence as they probably should have with the Deshaun Watson, Mitch Trubisky, and Patrick Mahomes draft. And so we heard from Ryan Poles today addressed the fact that, you know what, there was one quarterback that visited Hallis Hall and only one, and this was why.
Yeah, I would say the different prospects are kind of – the journey to collect all that information is different for everyone. There's guys on our board that are high that didn't come in for a 30 visit, that we've had other touch points. Our networks in the building know the player inside and out that we really, really trust. You had the combine. There's different kind of touch points. You don't necessarily have to bring everybody in on a visit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
See, now he can say that, and his predecessor didn't do that, so he doesn't realize. I mean, he may realize it, but it doesn't really matter. I think everyone's kind of knew what was going on here. But what was your reaction to that, knowing what you know from your past reporting and previous drafts?
For me personally, this is layered, and I struggle with it because I don't have a problem with the way the Bears handled this process. I'm trying not to be contradictory about it because we obviously skewered Ryan Poles and Josh Lucas and that regime for not doing all of the homework that they could have and probably should have done on the 2017 draft class. That one felt like there was a little more gray to it, that there wasn't an obvious top choice in that quarterback class. I was very forthright going into that draft that if I were in the head chair at Hallis Hall, I would have drafted Deshaun Watson in that draft. And so the fact that the Bears didn't spend the same amount of time with him doing the homework with a private workout, with a private dinner, seemed a little bit bothersome from a guy that a lot of people thought could be a difference maker at the next level. Now, they did do that homework with Trubisky and Mahomes, and they actually graded Mahomes favorably. And I do think that that's one of those things that kind of lingers out there, that the Bears totally overlooked Patrick Mahomes in 2017. They didn't. They had him as their number two quarterback on the board. They had him in their top cloud on the draft board and were very comfortable with who he was as a player, but they felt way stronger about Mitch Trubisky because they felt he was a safer pick, and it was a total misplay. That's off to the side of the question you're asking. Like, I feel like the Bears did spend time at Jaden Daniels' pro day. They did go to Ann Arbor for J.J. McCarthy's pro day. They did meet with these guys, as Ryan mentioned, at the combine and other places. And so when you are locked in on a quarterback that clearly seems to have distinguished himself through the eyes of most talent evaluators in the league as a separator from those other guys, then I think it's understandable. The other thing is that you do also have to pick at number nine, and you have limited time and limited resources, and you've got to do your homework on the number nine overall pick in a way that most years you're not trying to juggle two top 10 picks and try to spend all that time figuring out who goes with each one. So I don't know, maybe I get your feedback on this one, because I don't have a problem with the way they handled it. And I hope I don't listen back to this in 3 or 4 years and go, why didn't I ask more questions about why they didn't do more homework on Jaden Daniels or Drake May or J.J. McCarthy?
If one of these rookies has a better season next year, then I think if one of these has a better season than Caleb Williams, then I think it will be maybe a fair question to revisit. But I think the gap between Caleb Williams and the rest of the field is wider now than it was in 2017 going into the draft between Mahomes, Watson, and Trubisky. Mahomes became what he became, but going into the draft, nobody was saying that he was capable of doing what he was doing. If people are saying that they did,
one group of people did, and they worked in Kansas City in Chiefs headquarters.
And that's why Andy Reid got a contract extension to 2029. He's going to be the richest coach ever, and he's going to win more games than anybody. But I think when you talk about our evaluating and what to expect and due diligence, it was maybe more negligent not to do it thoroughly in 2017. This pre-draft process, it's almost like in the name of efficiency, when you know, you know.
Also, 2017, one of the fatal flaws was the absolute dysfunctional disconnect between the front office and the coaching staff. There was not the level of communication and meetings and back and forth between those two groups. And that was sort of the kink in that process that sent it all spiraling? When your head coach doesn't know until an hour before the draft that you're going to be selecting a quarterback in that draft, there's problems with your process. There's problems with your leadership from above, you know? And so there were serious organizational flaws exposed in 2017 that don't seem to exist in this current structure. And so maybe that's why there's a little bit more comfort, because you know there is that cohesion, you know there is that communication, and you know there's just an ability to get multiple groups of people on the same page through discourse, which the Bears have clearly done in this situation.